Al-Qaeda linked militants in Syria have killed at least 50 rival insurgents amid continued infighting among militant groups. Opposition sources say the insurgents were killed in attacks, car bombings, and summary executions by militants loyal to the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, or the ISIL. Sunday's deaths came on the third day of infighting that began when militants of the so-called Free Syrian Army attacked checkpoints and bases manned by the ISIL. The clashes have mostly centered in the northern provinces of Aleppo and Idlib. Opposition sources say the ISIL militants summarily executed 30 of their civilian and non-civilian hostages after their base was surrounded by rival insurgents in the Hatem district of Idlib province. Meanwhile, a group calling itself the Islamic Front, which is the biggest insurgent alliance in Syria, issued a strong warning to the ISIL militants, vowing to fight against the group. Let's speak to E. Michael Jones now. He's the editor of the Culture Wars online magazine, and he joins us via Skype from Indiana. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Jones. Now, there are those who say that the U.S. And other regional allies of it that had been backing these insurgents in Syria are slowly waking up to the realization that these weapons in the hands of extremist groups are indeed dangerous. However, there are others that say that the U.S. Has gotten these insurgent groups exactly where it wants, that infighting amongst these different groups and eternal chaos within the region is what it wants. Which do you agree with?
I think it depends on which Americans you're talking about. Just the other day, John McCain, Senator John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and someone else showed up in Israel to undermine John Kerry's attempt to broker a settlement for the occupied territories. The Obama administration at this point, I think, is trying to work out an agreement with Iran. John Kerry has already said that he thinks Iran should play a bigger role in the region to rein in these terrorist groups. So this attempt is constantly being thwarted by the Israel lobby and its lackeys in Congress. And two of the biggest lackeys are John McCain and Lindsey Graham. And they are the ones who showed up in Libya praising al-Qaeda there as freedom fighters. They are the ones who should, or at least John McCain showed up in Syria praising the same group of criminals as freedom fighters there. So it's a battle between the administration and the Republican neocon Israel lobby.
So as we look forward to the Geneva II peace conference, how do you think that is going to play out, specifically considering that these so-called SNC representatives are not going to come from a position of strength?
I don't know how they're going to broker a peace here. We have to take a step back and look at the big picture here. We're talking about guerrilla groups here. The word guerrilla or guerrilla came from Spain. The English backed these groups of basically irregular soldiers to fight Napoleon in the Iberian Peninsula during the beginning of the 19th century. What happened here is that these groups never went away. They remained criminal operatives for a century after that fact. This is the problem when you back these criminal groups, and especially when you destroy the state, a state like Iraq or a state like Libya that could rein them in. The chaos comes about naturally. I personally think the Obama administration wants to end the chaos, and they are now at odds with Prince Bandar bin Sultan and the Saudis, who want to keep this thing going. So I don't know whether they have the power to rein in these things, because these guerrilla groups take on a life of their own, and they're very difficult to stop once they get started. You attract all the worst people, you attract the criminal element, and it's hard to stop them.
And if you could pinpoint one reason for this infighting between these foreign-backed insurgents, what do you think it's going to be? Specifically considering, as many had pointed out, that the goal of toppling the government of President Bashar al-Assad should have been enough to keep them united.
Well, the fact that they're fighting with each other means that they did not succeed with their goal. Usually, if a successful revolution will lead to a civil war afterwards. So what you have in this instance is a failed revolution, which is leading to a civil war before the fact. And that's what we're having now. The fact that these these criminal groups are killing each other is a sign that, they failed to topple Assad, and now they're turning on each other because they have no place else to go.
Okay, that was the editor of Culture Wars online magazine, E. Michael Jones. They're joining us via Skype from Indiana. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.